So welcome councillors, members of the gallery and staff. I declare the meeting opened at 6 p.m. Meeting on Tuesday 24th of March at Burwood Council Chambers. I would like to acknowledge the Wangal people and pay my respects to their elders both past and present. Lord, can I ask you all to be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I just note there that the meeting is being tape recorded for the purpose of the minutes, and the tapes are destroyed 2 months after the date of recording. There's an apology from Councillor Del Duca, so if I've got to move it, he's in self-isolation. So it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Furneaux Cook. I put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried. That is leave be granted and leave approved. Declarations of interest by councillors. Declarations of political donations. The minutes are the 11th of February. Have I got a mover?
I'm going to leave on the one because of the submission that was made.
Yes, okay. So, based on the minutes, we did have a submission. The submission, everyone would have been tabled, so I've tabled the submission now. So I've tabled the submission by Grace Jurion, Daisy Jurion, Ron Jurion and Michael Garcia. I also note that Councillor Furneaux Cook has left the chamber. And I'll quickly read her submission and then we'll have it tabled. One, in respect of the recommendation by the Mayor at page 5 of the agenda that the minutes of the Burwood Council meeting held on it be confirmed as a true and correct record of the proceedings of that meeting, we speak against the adoption of those minutes for the following reason. A transcript of the audio recording of the mayoral minute was circulated to the Mayor Tommaso and Tanya Whitemarsh, highlighting that item 5A is correct, item 5B is incorrect, 5C in the minute was in fact stated by the Mayor as item 5B, item 5C should have been the instruction of the Mayor to the holding of community workshops with affected residents, and item 5D is correct. Accordingly, the minutes of the meeting held on 11th are not a true current form, a true and accurate record of the proceedings. In respect of item MM620, a mayoral minute dealing with public consultation on the revision of the bill, we speak in favour. However, we seek the insertion of the words used by the Mayor in his minute at the meeting of 11th February, which specifically called for community workshops to be held with the residents of affected areas, namely Condor Street, Sims Avenue and Livingston Street, and for planners to be involved. This is in addition to the more general statement by the Mayor about robust community involvement. Please note that a copy of the above transcript that was attached to the submission has been circulated to Councillor prior to the meeting, along with the submission details just read out. Thank you. Okay. Do I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Chan. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried. Can we just
Mr. Mayor, I just have a question. Since I was not present at the last meeting,
it's okay.
I just wanted to know, like, why this matter, why this individual is going against this action?
Oh, okay. So just quickly to explain, at the meeting, we spoke about, I did a mayoral minute, and in the context of speaking on the mayoral minute, I spoke about holding councillor workshops. So that was the intent. Technically, it was not the actual wording of the minute that was adopted. So while there is an argument, there's the intent there. Technically, you could argue it wasn't part of the actual minute. So I tried to explain that to the resident, and I assured them that we will be holding council workshops, and it's not a big issue. I don't understand why they're so hyper about it, considering I and Tommaso have both given them assurances, hence why I've got another mayoral minute tonight that talks about the LEP and actually holding public workshops for the local environmental plan when we are holding that, which we will do. So I think they just want it specifically in there, but I've discussed it with the general manager. That's the intent. And that was the intent in the minute. So it's just about the wording. That's all.
And so therefore, this matter of minute, I'm not sure that means, has it been addressed?
Well, have a quick read of that while we're going through the agenda, and then I'll address that when I read that minute. Yeah. But it has been addressed in there, technically, yes. So we'll go into mayoral minutes. If we can get Councillor Fiona Cook back. So we have MM6/20, which is the public consultation revision of Build Local Environmental Plan. So from that Merrill Minute, I am moving a minute that council ensures that a highly visible and robust set of public consultation. I'm just going to change that consultation opportunity, including community workshops are provided in relation to strategic planning outcomes to be achieved through of the Build Local Strategic Planning Statement and a Build Housing Strategy. I've just put new context in, so everything's just a little bit blurry. So that's one. And two, that council also ensure that we hold workshops in those affected study areas.
The transition zones? Yeah.
Or just the affected study areas.
I'm just wondering if I should leave again.
That's not complicated.
So is that it? So we'll just add that council, so part two will be that a council include workshops for the identified study areas in the LEP. Okay, any questions? Put them in it. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried. Burwood-Campsie Transport Link. This was something that we actually had put together prior to the whole coronavirus issues happening. So we've left that on the agenda. Any questions?
Yeah, just regarding whether, given what's happening, it's... You know, I mean, to note that we will do it, but I'm concerned about it. It's not a priority. Our budget, we've got staff working on essential things. It's not.
No, it's not. I spoke to the general manager about it, and there's actually an external company that's actually doing some transport study, local traffic reports for us now. That's doing a local traffic report. So they will probably more than likely do it, but yes, it won't be a core issue now, but it will be something that we'll look at as part of the LEP. And considering it was put up by Canterbury last month as well, we thought we should adopt it. Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Dixon.
Last time when we mentioned about the, you know, some of the technical studies we were undertaking, right? So I wanted to know that when they are likely to complete and when it is available to us to have an access to it.
This is part of the LEP?
Yes.
I don't believe
there's a number of studies.
I don't think we've started the ones for the LEP. I don't believe so. Like,
see, Councillor, you might be referring to studies connected to the LSPS.
Yes.
So let me take on board. The LSPS has now received its assurance, so we might be able to soon release those studies.
Any timeline?
I'm not sure. I would have to check.
Any other questions? Put them in. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, declare that carried. There's a Merrill Minute regarding the... Do you want me to come back to this? We might do this because that way we'll give you a chance to sort of read it and then we can talk about it in detail. I'm going to move quite quickly through the agenda too. Next item is the MM2/20, Revision of Soft Landscaping Requirements. So, Councillor Manor, that's your notice of motion.
Yeah.
Did you wish to speak?
I'll just read the motion as is. Pretty much. Over the last several months, I and my fellow councillor have been receiving representation from a number of residents who are elderly and have a disability and have found it impractical to comply with soft landscaping access requirements at the front of their homes. In particular, we have received representation from residents who are being driven to and from medical treatment by a patient transport service where the required amount of soft landscape for the front yard would make it practically impossible to exist to exit the property and reach the ambulance without physical assistance, even when this transport vehicle is parked within their driveway. I think with the right conditions and without compromising our efforts to making Burwood a green and livable place, we can support our residents who are experiencing physical difficulties, in enjoying their properties and not having to leave them permanent prematurely. I feel we should investigate the possibility to allow alternate vegetation options with the right drainage features to be utilised in front yards in conjunction with grass, and we should also consider the introduction of exemptions or variations to the current standards when a disability or special needs are identified and proven. Operation plan objectives provide a diverse range of strategies and initiatives that meet the needs of our community. I therefore move that the General Manager investigate the possible changes to the relevant codes and or policies to allow the 30% requirement of soft landscaping at the front of our property to include alternative vegetation options for residents with a disability or special needs. Two, that the General Manager investigate revising clauses in the relevant codes and or policies to allow exemption or variations from soft landscaping requirements at the front of the property under extenuating circumstances for residents with a disability or special needs. And lastly, three, that the General Manager report back to Council with the results of the investigation and recommended actions. There's no attachment. Yeah.
Do I have any second? Do I have a second or questions?
I have some questions.
Is there any study based on this? You found out 30% requirement. Is it based on any study or?
It's based on the actual current DCP. Yeah. Council's current DCP. Did you have a question or?
Just a couple of quick questions, just in the summary.
Might see if there's a seconder first, just so we follow protocol.
I can second that.
It's been seconded by
Councillor Chan. But I'm just wondering, do you want to add on a timeline for number three?
I'll just wait at this stage. I wouldn't put timelines because of everything that's happening.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Councillor, you had a question.
Thank you. I do just quickly, firstly, I congratulate Councillor Manner on the intent of this notice of motion, agree with it wholeheartedly. Just a couple of clarification points, perhaps for the General Manager in part of the investigation. Just in the summary, it suggests elderly or have a disability. I think they're quite different. And then in the actual motion itself, I'd love to see a reinstatement clause in there, so then the green space isn't always lost. So that's all. If they could be considerations. That's all. Thank you.
I've got an idea too. Like our council DCP says there's got to be 30%. If you're going to reduce, for example, because of this, have sort of an argument to reduce some at the front, then you should still have 30% overall, which means maybe you should add some at the back. Does that make sense? So technically our code says now I think it's 30% of the total site, and you've got to have at least 20 or 30% at the front of that 30%. So that's where we're having problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think so what it's saying is, for example, your total house, you build a house or you've got an existing house and you want to concrete the front to allow a car to come in or a medical bus or whatever it is, transport. What's happening is you've got 30%, say you need 100 square metres, for example, for your whole house, then you need to have at least 30 square metres at the front. What I'm going to suggest is if we are doing an investigation, maybe we still keep that you have the 100 square metres. Just means you've got to spread more of it at the back if you need it.
Transfer it to another area.
Yeah, like, you know, it might just mean that you might need some more driveway space at the front, so you should put it at the back. So it's still not reducing the overall 30% green area. No. So you don't have these homes just full of concrete.
That's fine. I think the most important thing is that the people that have that need, disability, special need, and not disadvantaged. That's the most important part of this. I mean, as far as green space, of course, we don't want concrete jungles, of course.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Councillor Fennicle?
Just to my colleague. Mm. Look, I can understand the intent of it, but I do worry about unforeseen consequences from it, and particularly diversion of our resources at the moment. So, one, I'm just going to ask a few questions and then I'm going to ask you if you would consider deferring it, this matter. But the first one is, so you said in particular it received a representation from a resident who's been driven to and from medical treatment. What's the status of that at currently?
So, can I ask Jim? Yeah.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. I think in particular there was a particular situation, or a couple, I suppose, where we had an inspection where the owners felt that they could not provide the required percentage of soft landscaping. They were asked to go away and provide some revised plans. And because I think the elderly mother had to be picked up by a patient transport system. I believe they submitted some plans, some revised plans. I would have to confirm, but it appears that they might be meeting most of the requirements, probably not entirely 100%, but they've managed to redesign some of the elements on the front yard. I think this was the Lang Street.
Well, they were 3 square metres short. So for 3 square metres, council was, like, you know, if you look at 3 square metres, it's probably the size of this table. And the lady's actually had medical issues. You could see her. She's in practically a wheelchair, couldn't walk. Needs a bus to go in there to actually pick her up and take her, and they can't do it on the grass. So that was one of the issues. In saying that, I don't know why, for example, we can't even, and I think one of the studies should look at also possibly including planter boxes. So why is it you can have an actual planter box along your fence, but you can't actually have a planter box with the plants in it, like those type of things?
It's about the whole issue of soft landscaping is about to reduce stormwater runoff and keep the moisture in the ground. So, you know, it's about the round table.
Drainage.
Yeah.
But it actually says drainage. In that if you could show that you've got actual drainage alternatives.
That's right.
So the provision's already there?
Not necessarily, no. Not that I believe so. But anyway, do you have any other questions? You don't have to support
it. Yes, I just don't quite understand what vegetation alternatives are. Is that what you mean through you, Mr. Mayor? Is it planter boxes?
It could be. It could be a range of things. It's up for investigation.
So I suppose I would ask if given the crisis that we're in, and there is a body of work, it would also need consultation with the community. And it seems like the impetus, the kickoff for this change seems to have been resolved through consultation with the elderly person and the family and council staff.
Well, not necessarily, because they had to dig up 3 square metres.
But the issue has been resolved.
But they had to dig up 3 square metres.
But the issue has been resolved.
But anyway, what's the question?
Councillor,
I'm not going to get into an argument with you. You're asking for a deferral? Are you going to defer it, Councillor Manor?
Asking through you. I was asking.
He's not going to defer it.
He's not but you just interrupted
but
my
that's your question.
Question.
But that's your question, Councillor.
My question
Your question is, will he defer it? I put that question to him. He said no. Issue. So vote against it. Any other questions? So it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Declare it carried. Now, next item is item 19/20. COVID-19 emergency administrative provisions. Any questions? Any movers? Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Chan. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried. Next item, 14/20. Any questions? Adoption draft footpath activation policy, which, mind you, council, I've been speaking to the general manager, so councillors are aware. Council's actually not, I think we're going to be a bit lenient on some of these issues in the current climate. Just so councillors are aware.
It's
been moved by Councillor Furneaux-Cook, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare it carried. Item 15/20. Infrastructure contribution plan. Sorry, Councillor.
I was just asking if you just...
46. Any questions? Any movers? It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Dixit, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare they carried. A budget review, investment report for 29th of February, and the item 19/20 has been withdrawn. So those three investment reports, do any councillors have any questions? I was going to suggest that we move it.
There was some paper I saw.
Yes, Councillor Dixit, all right. Do you know what page that was on?
Mr. Mayor, I may be on the, some different page perhaps, but there's a typo on LSPS issue. There was one.
What page was that on?
I'll just have a look at this. And just 1 minute. I remember the sentence, if you can come across, you know where there are number of years which you mentioned about LSPS issue. I didn't know the item number, but instead of years, it was days mentioned there. When you say 0 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years,
oh, okay,
and 20 years. So instead of years, it is
maybe
days.
Maybe we meant 0 out of 20 days.
Yeah, so it's days there.
Can you, when you find it, maybe just email it and we can...
No, no, it's there. I can let you know now. But is just there
any,
have a look.
Okay, is there any questions on those three items?
Yes, okay, that'll be fine.
Well, I've got Councillor Chan to move it in the three items in a block. 16, 17 and 18/20. It's been moved by Councillor Chan, seconded by Councillor Manor. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried. Item 19/20 has been withdrawn because there's no more national conference. Mm-hmm. The traffic committee report, so that's page 91, councillors. Is there any questions on the traffic committee report? Just so councillors are aware, the Greek Good Friday has been cancelled, so all masses have been cancelled. So I think that was in the traffic committee. And I think we had our East End Park and Anzac Day. So it's been a hectic 2 weeks, or a week and a half, I think. So do I have any questions out of the traffic report? There being no questions, do I have a move?
How are you going to meet? Just with regards to the any committees, council committees into the future?
Electronically. We've been doing some electronic meetings. So I think electronically at this stage. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried. So there's information items there, which is petitions and the power of attorney for the GM. And there's the answers to questions without notice. My coronavirus response mayoral minute. So if you just grab that out. Sorry? My coronavirus mayoral minute. There's been an intent, and I've been working on this with the general manager. I'm not going to read through it all, but I'll read through what I'm moving and try to explain it as I go through it. And we've kept parts of it intently broad, where we had narrowed it because it could change. So things could change, and we want to be able to have the ability to be able to act quickly if we have to. But in saying that, we're not going to act quickly without consulting with the councillors. And this is in the event of an emergency. The other thing is there's actually a bill before the parliament as we speak, I believe, which I think's been approved by the lower house and is before the Senate, I believe. I'm not sure how quick they can get that bill out, which I think might allow us to now hold virtual meetings. But in the event that we can't hold virtual meetings, we need an alternative. So in response to those circumstances caused by the current COVID-19 pandemic, which is affecting our council and our country, I am putting a minute that, one, council commences the rollout of the Build Cares program aimed at supporting community and businesses during these challenging times. So the Build Cares program, I think the General Manager has sent out an email to councillors explaining what that is. So it's a bit of an info pact, which will refer residents to, which will go to every resident. It's got an accompanying letter from myself, I believe. And it will have information to businesses, residents, about certain websites they can go to, also to check council's websites and social media for information on what we're doing. And also it's got attached to it a neighbours card, which you could, for example, which is an initiative that council's taking, that if you've got an elderly neighbour, where you can put your details in, explain to them in a note, you know, if you need any help, if we go into full lockdown, for example, or now if you need help going to get groceries or something, or, you know, that you could help. So that's that. I'm pretty sure once it's finalised, we'll send something through to the councillors to have a look at. Two, the council writes to all residents in both English and Chinese to urge them to comply with self-isolation and social distancing directives, while also encouraging safe community support amongst neighbours. So that was that neighbours card. I'm not sure how we're going to try to write in Chinese yet. I'm not sure, but that's something we're discussing, so we've put it in there. I'm not sure how we can send it to just Chinese residents. Yeah.
I think our intention was to actually have your letter split in two with the Chinese translation available right there.
But that might offend non-Chinese people. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So we might look at, if we write in Chinese, maybe we take some ads in or do some extra things on WeChat and some Chinese media. Maybe divert some of that in there, I think. Because then you might get the Greek residents saying, well, why didn't you write in Greek and so forth. I know that because we're trying to, and it doesn't want to look like we're targeting a certain group as well, so... I know that's not the intent.
Alternatively, we could have just a few lines translated in a few languages pointing to the website, or assume that most people will be reading the English.
But anyway, let's see if maybe we add a copy of the letter in different languages in the pack. So if you go through the pack, you'll find a letter in Chinese, Greek, Arabic, or whatever, and if you're one of those, you take that out and you read it. That might be an alternative. Like just a photocopy of the letter or something like that. We'll look at this. Three, council implements alternative solutions to reactivating community
Mayor,
groups.
Would you mind just one suggestion? Look, that issue would certainly will come, whether, you know, when you are putting in one translation or so. I can suggest you one way that at least on the website, the translation of your text, the letter which you would be sending, can be done in many other languages through, you know, and can be put there.
Good
so
point.
At least people are not, if anybody raises a point, so it's there.
Yeah, good. That's a good idea. Three, thank you, Councillor. Three, the council implements alternative solutions to reactivate community groups such as children, youth, migrant and senior groups, virtually, I think. Not face-to-face. Four, council develops an information campaign to list all human and social services available for citizens and any specific initiative launched by the state federal government to support people in need or in vulnerable conditions. Five, council reviews its rates and charges hardship assistance policy to ensure that most equitable assessment is performed in the event of unpaid rates by residents. So what we're looking at there is most likely having a period where we won't charge interest on people who have overdue fees.
Can I just ask if that should be residents and businesses?
Equitable assessment is performed. So council reviews its rates and charges, hardship assistance policy to ensure that, by rates by residents and businesses, yep. Six, council waive all mandatory health inspections for the next 6 months. Council continues its increased program of cleansing and book cleanups. Council adopts a flexible and pragmatic approach to enforcement and compliance action for the next 6 months, including the increase of the grace period for the ticketed and timed parking to 15 minutes and concentrating on situations that present a health or safety risk. Nine, council provides a 3-month credit to all businesses who have paid a licence for outdoor dining for 2019-20 once the business returns to normal. I've put timeframes in there, but that could change also. So it's things to review after that period if we continue in the state we're in. 10, the council conducts a comprehensive review of all fees and charges to determine those that could be adjusted during the next 6 months and report to the next council meeting. 11, that general manager implements an appropriate rent relief package for cafes, sporting facilities and childcare centres for which council is the landlord, with further relief measures to be assessed, and implemented by the mayor and general manager as needed. So one of the things I've been talking to the general manager about, so we're putting together some figures because obviously it has a financial impact. One of those is, I think, with the cafe. So we've got the kiosk at the pool, which is now shut down. We've got the kiosk at the library, which is pretty much non-existent. So I think the one was $1,000, I think, was it, Tommaso?
Yes.
I think it was $1,000 and $1,000. I think there was $6,000 from the picnic in Billwood. Was it six or eight?
It was six.
$6,000.
11,500 from Oliver Brown on Railway Square.
Yeah. So with the cafes, I believe we were suggesting that we've been talking that possibly, was it 2 months, Tommaso, we're talking, or three? To possibly freeze the rents for 2 months. With the childcare centres, I think for the 2 months we will get to do a 50% reduction because they're not in lockdown yet. But we want the flexibility that if they do go into lockdown, that we then reduce it to zero. And the same with the tennis centres. So there's two tennis centres. One is in Brighton Street and one in Broad Park. So we've got other businesses, like, for example, downstairs, which is Service New South Wales, which we're not going to touch their rent. So we've got other things like residential properties. We're not going to touch those rents because they haven't asked for anything at this stage. Was there anything else, Tommaso, that in those businesses that we're talking about?
No. The three childcare centres.
Okay. Yeah. So the GM, I think, is formalising some... So the three was the Woodstock, Ministry and Montessori. So just so councillors are aware, I think we earn about $150,000 a month in rents. So I think this affects about 60 or 70,000. Was that right, Tommaso? What we're doing also is I've asked the general manager to look at some possible cuts in or delay in some programs or other ways we can cut things. One of the other things we're looking at also is I spoke to the GM about is possibly, like, for example, each councillor has $5,000 in our training. Yeah, whether we use some of that or use that to possibly... kick in as well, things like that, which we'll consult with the councillors if that happens anyway. 12, that the general manager performs a comprehensive review of council's budget for 19-20, 2021 to unlock funding for possible community activities required under the COVID-19 pandemic and to identify potential savings from other activities currently placed on hold. So some of those might be, for example, we might delay our street art program and use that funds. As part of this.
Our events, Mr. Mayor, cancelled events.
Our events are cancelled.
40,
yeah. There's our seniors events, those type of things as well. Unfortunately, our major events like ANZAC and that, we pretty much had committed a lot of the funding because we're pretty much almost there. So that's that. 13, that the general manager provides an update to council via a memorandum as to which key infrastructure projects should progress or be placed on hold based on a safety, resource and financial risk assessment. The general manager develops a targeted section on council's website dedicated to information and resources for businesses, including links to the federal government stimulus package and any support package provided by the New South Wales government. The general manager prepares a package of information to be sent to all businesses Which is the Build Cares, which will be like the Build Residence one. Council increases its processing and payment of invoices to suppliers to a weekly basis to guarantee cash flow for our business partners. And Council writes to the Minister for Local Government, the Premier New South Wales, Federal Member for Reid and the State Member for Strathfield to urge consideration of financial support for New South Wales councillors in the delivery of these much needed essential services.
I was just going to suggest on point five, just to clean it up, in the event of unpaid rates by rate paid, so that we don't distinguish between
Through you, Ms. Mayor.
Yes.
I've got some questions to you and to the General Manager. Look, I fully support just a few things. With our equipment, our gym equipment in Henley Park and our play equipment, how are we ensuring in that Build Cares kind of philosophy the health and safety of people using that equipment?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first question. How do we, and whose responsibility it is to monitor the shutdown of restaurants and cafes? Have we got any supply issues from, you know, for any of our capital works?
I might start on the first two,
yep.
Just so it doesn't get lost, and I'll get you to ask again.
Mr. Mayor, I just put up a sign that we've developed that should be actually installed in our parks and in the vicinity of all our fitness equipment today or tomorrow. I've got it here if you want to have a look at it later. It's basically just reminding people about distance and social distancing directives, and also to disinfect the equipment. And we basically are reminding people that whilst council has increased the cleansing services in our parks and reserves, it's not enough to protect everyone. And so it's up to you to follow simple hygiene practices. We have very simple icons that remind people about what to do. We have looked at, obviously, the possibility of wiping and cleaning and disinfecting the fitness equipment, but it's just impractical and very costly for us to do it, because 5 minutes later a user could be going there and then another one. So we really need to put the responsibility on our residents to do so. In relation to your second question, Councillor, the enforcement of the restrictions, we are seeking clarifications from everybody and the government, state government predominantly. To date, they've simply told us that the responsibility sits with the police. However, so if a restaurant has people sitting in the restaurant breaching the new directives, they should be reported to the police. I don't think at this point in time we would want to use our compliance officers to do enforcement or go and do inspections. However, we found anecdotally through our health inspectors who have been walking around Burwood in different areas in the last couple of days that there seems to be a good level of compliance. Most businesses have now turned into delivery and takeaway only. They've got signs. Most have removed tables or pushed them into a corner to deter people from sitting down. At Westfields, they've removed chairs, but they've kept some of the stand-up tables, so people still a little bit of gathering around tables. Our intention in that sense is, as part of the Burwood Cares and the support to businesses, is to produce flyers for our health inspectors to still walk around and provide to businesses in the event that they spot any non-compliance. The moment we get a clear direction on how this enforcement will occur, I will inform you, because we're very keen to find out as well. The third question, Councillor, was in relation to supply. I can tell you that we, as many other people, have been struggling with the procurement of masks, gloves, disinfectant and wipes. So we are now being very careful with the way we use them. The decision we made this week to send a lot of our administration workers to work from home will reduce that need. So you won't need gloves and masks and wipes if you're at home. You should be relatively safe. In terms of materials and equipment, we have done an assessment and we have a bit of extra stock that we always keep for contingency at our operations centre. If the crisis continues for more than 6 months, we might face some issues, but at this stage we are covered. Some issues might present themselves if, for example, certain projects such as the EAC Learn to Swim pool goes ahead at Enfield. Most of the pumps and the pipes that we have to use in that project come from the US. So we might have issues with delivery, possible delays, and increased costs due to the weak Australian dollar as well. Anecdotally, our operations centre guys, the depot guys, have told us that general products and equipment that the and material they use, that last week was $100, this week is $150. So I think we're seeing some, you know, in general terms, of course, but we're seeing some markups due to the crisis.
Just with regard to redirection of staff, how have we been able to, with the given, you know, so many of our projects and our facilities have closed, and just looking at those long lines around Centrelink, how have we been able to, in that Berwick Cares, look after our staff by redirecting them, including casuals?
Thank you, Councillor. Yes, obviously our preference would be to redeploy our staff wherever possible. So last week we've introduced a redeployment program. Priority, there's obviously, unfortunately, but the reality is there's unfortunately a hierarchy. Our permanent staff, permanent part-time, and then casuals will come first. And so the staff, the permanent staff and the permanent part-time staff for the ESC, for example, have now been redeployed either at the Chambers Fitzroy or the Operations Centre. Some of the casuals that are very, very, very good and skilled at customer service from the pool will be redeployed to support us with remote call centre and customer service, because we're going to have a lot more and active support online as well. I suppose the brutally honest answer could be that if we had to start reducing some of the staff in levels, we would have to start with the agency staff that we have with us. There's not that many, but some of them are in key positions. We would have to obviously adopt a case by case. Wherever possible, we would like to keep the family together.
Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor, through you, I just need to ask to the general manager that one of the major dimensions of this whole coronavirus is the preventive aspect and the educational aspect, where the responsibility of the council rests with, whether putting signage or whether educating them, or what are those areas? Have you ever come across any kind of a strategies through your subordinate officers? Like, for example, you have a park manager. There's a position. So how do they contribute at the educational aspect of this, so that our parks are safe, that people are still using it? Because fundamentally, our strategy should be, how can we bring back into the normal life?
But I think, the thing is, I think we're going back there. The government's telling us. So at this stage, and I know where you're going, and there's going to be a time for that strategy, but at this stage, so the GM and staff also get some briefings every morning, I believe, from the local emergency board. And I think things are going to get worse before they get better.
My understanding is, well, I've seen many crises in life, and it's one of them. It's a health crisis, so it has to be addressed in that perspective. And the more holistic you look at it, especially at the preventive aspect, I mean, eventually it's a bit question of health, and the more we do at the council level, it's only the preventive dimension. If you ever look and talk to your, subordinate officers in a larger perspective, nobody has stopped us in making our own strategies rather than
I think the best prevention at this stage is what the federal government and state governments are telling us is actually lockdown, right. Self-isolate. And we'll get back to that. I'm not going to get too much into it because I want to finalise the meeting.
I would like just to reassure the councillor that almost a month ago we started preparing our material, basing our information on advice, qualified advice from the health departments, federal and state governments, of course. We commenced the process of toolbox talks to all our staff. Information has been delivered and protocols have been created for all our staff, starting from, you know, waste collection to parks guys.
Tom, but I'm just going to stop you. Hang on. Yeah. I'm just going to stop you because that's all been in your daily briefings you're giving to councillors. So I'm not going to get into it. I want to keep the meeting short because I think in the interest of what's happening, we have to, and that's some of the directions we've been given. So we're a bit lucky we've been able to meet. We might not meet again. And next week we might actually be all in lockdown. So it looks like we're following the UK model. So we might all be stuck at home. So make sure you renew your Netflix subscription and enjoy some time off. Any questions without notice, quickly. If there's anything, Councillor, just on that, if there's anything, feel free to email Tommaso. Or myself, and he'll give it to you. So it's in the daily stuff that he's been sending out. Councillor.
Just quickly, can councillors be given updates from meetings held by the Internal Crisis Management Committee during the coronavirus period?
That's happening, so I assume. Councillor, you had one? Or
yes. Okay, no.
You want to go first, Councillor?
Sorry.
I was going left to right.
Sorry.
Go on. Did you have yours written there yet or not?
The one is not related to this matter. It's something else.
That's all right. Question all right. Without notice.
So it's not a question. It's just alteration, which I.
Oh, say. Okay.
It's on page number 15. You can note down, and this is first paragraph. It is item number MM7/20. That's a Burwood Campsie transport link.
Okay.
So it's the fourth sentence where the word is.
Just highlight it, and we'll grab that off you, and we'll give it to our governance.
Just a quick
thread.
Councillor. 15 Gladstone Street, did the interim report indicate if the property was worth listing? How can the process be better expedited? Question 2, resident has brought to my attention the poor condition of the streets, George Street and Marmaduke Street, after a number of developments. Who rectifies the road surfaces and who pays? And 3 is a statement. I'd like to congratulate the Mayor and the General Manager and the staff for their leadership during this very difficult period, and particularly having that Burwood business continuity plan enacted. I personally appreciate the work our staff have done to provide essential services to the citizens, because there really hasn't been a blip for the majority of our people, and they understand why things are closing. I just want to do one statement, and it's that together we will get through this, and in the words of Dante is Inferno, and there we came forth and saw the stars once more.
Thank you, Councillor. And Councillor, did any other questions? Just to the councillors, please keep safe, and to our staff. This is a serious time. I know it's quite hard, but look after yourselves and your families, and I'm sure we'll all be okay because we're quite attuned to following instructions. There's some people out there that still think this isn't serious. You know, the most frightening thing, I think, is, you know, on Friday, having it been announced that we had 1,000 cases nationally, and today's Tuesday and we're up to 1,800. Like, we haven't even had a week and we're doubling. So if we keep going at this rate, it's terrible. So it is difficult. It's difficult for families. I've got an elderly mother, and Councillor Fiona Cook would know, who's had treatment recently. And, you know, we've been keeping away. It's hard to keep the kids away, but, you know, just got to use FaceTime. But even the phones are buggering up now. So anyway, keep safe. Please, if you have any questions, feel free to email the GM or myself, and the staff, I know, are working very hard. The GM today spoke to me about And I believe you since sent out an email closing the council offices. You know, we're quite lucky in today's technology. I mean, my kids are staying home now because they're going to have online learning. So, you know, residents can do that. There's going to be some residents that obviously going to be affected, but we'll do our best to try to help them try to get through it. We will get through it, and I think we'll bounce back quite strongly. It's just in the meantime, let's just obviously stick together and try to support each other. And if we do have neighbours or friends or people in support, try to direct them in a safe way in the right direction. Thanks for your attendance tonight, and I declare the meeting closed at 6:51 p.m. and we'll keep you updated. Thank you. And there's no dinner served for obvious reasons. And I would advise that you make your ways home, actually. So, and just so you understand that the actual chamber was disinfected today, and it'll be disinfected again.